Murphy, Trump doesn't have the power to change voting with executive order. By Pam Key on March 31, 2026. Tuesday on MS Nas All In, Senator Chris Murphy, DCT, said President Donald Trump doesn't have the power to change elections with his new executive order. Host Chris Hayes said, the president remains obsessed on basically two things. The ballroom and finding some mechanism to control who the electorate is in the midterms. And to basically federalize the elections in ways that will allow him to suppress the votes of people he think won't vote for him. And today, there was a new executive order he signed that basically will have the U.S. Postal Service kind of act as the agent of the federal government in deciding who gets to vote, and I don't think it's an overstatement. Murphy said, I think you are right that he knows now. Especially with this war and with the skyrocketing gas prices. That through conventional means, his party is going to get their clock cleaned. And so his only mechanism is to, as you said, try to change the composition of the electorate. But I mean, a few things are going to happen here. He doesn't have the power to do this. So a lot of this is likely to be struck down. Second, it's also true some of the things that he is doing are going to have possibly a bigger impact on Republican voters than on Democratic voters. And third, you know, as happened in the 2020 elections in places like Georgia, it tends to be that when he threatens people with taking their vote away, they tend to feel like it's more important for them to actually make sure that their vote is cast. And people who might have been thinking about staying on the sidelines are so offended by what he is doing that they show up in bigger numbers. Follow Pam Key on X at Pam Kanan.